Integrating skills. Reading. Diagnosed with cancer. The day my life ended and began. I will never forget that Tuesday afternoon in the doctor's office. I had been feeling sick for a long time, and my mom had taken me to the hospital to have me examined. 2 weeks ago, Dr. Richards asked me a great many questions and took samples of my blood. Now, he was looking at Mom and me across his desk, and there was a sad look in his eyes. I knew that the news was bad. Dr. Richards told me that the test results showed that I was suffering from a serious disease. "It is cancer," he said. I did not know much about cancer then, but I had heard that it was an incurable disease. Mom held my hand, and I saw that she was crying. I remember having an empty feeling in my stomach and thinking that my life was going to end. I was wrong. This was only the beginning. Cancer, Dr. Richards explained, can be treated. Cancer is a disease that begins in cells. There are many types of cells in the body, and each has a special function. In a healthy body, cells grow and divide to produce new cells only when it is necessary. In my body, the production of cells is disrupted. Cells either divide too fast or at the wrong time, making it difficult for the body to function properly. Nobody knows why some people get cancer and others do not. Doctors do know that cancer is not caused by injury and is not contagious. It does not spread from one person to another. The next year was painful and difficult for me and my family. Like many people with cancer, I had to be treated with radiation, followed by treatment with chemicals. The treatment made me sick, very sick. There were days when I wished that I were dead, so that I would not have to feel so sick. My family and friends were wonderful. They helped me find the strength I needed to recover, and they kept me from feeling sad and lonely. Dr. Richards and the others at the hospital told me that I was a fighter and that I could win. They were right. The treatment was successful, and I was able to go home after exactly 14 months, 2 days, and 6 hours in hospital. 2 years have passed since that day in Dr. Richards' office, and my life has not yet ended. On the contrary, I now feel as if that was when my life really began. I have been living with cancer for 2 years, and I plan to keep living with it for a long, long time. Yes, my life has changed. The cancer in my body has been defeated for the moment, but I know that I will never be completely free from it. It can come back at any time, and the struggle will never end. I now think of my cancer as a gift. It taught me an important lesson about life. Living with cancer has made me realize how precious life is and how important it is for us to take every chance to live life to the fullest. Every day is a new opportunity, and I have learned to appreciate every minute of each day.